We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program by Dr. Lena Tran. She is the president of Columbia College, getting us up to speed on various happenings at the school. Dr. Tran, next thing I want to ask you about is enrollment trends. What have you noticed at Columbia College over recent years?
So for Columbia College, definitely the enrollment has increased by 12% of this fall versus last fall. However, because of the pandemic, it's obviously our students are still not getting back with the pre-pandemic numbers. And that's for a lot of reason. COVID, family move, students are taking a look at their life and say, what do I really want to do at this point? So for us at Columbia College, we are fortunate that we were able to use federal assistance fund, and now we're able to offer student free for me. I mean, they can come to Columbia, take classes, and they don't have to pay. They just fill out the financial aid. So I believe that's one of the way where we as a college say, let's help our community, our student, so they can re-engage and get back to enrollment. Those are the trend for us right now. We are up, but not pre-pandemic up.
Yeah, so great opportunity for students to get a quality free education.
Yeah, definitely. And we also, in addition to that, we have gone beyond, right? So we really want to help students say, how do you finish your journey here? So we actually take a deeper dive in our data. We're looking at students who say, you know what, I have only 3 classes left that I can finish, or maybe I just need 1 more class so I can be a full-time. And we're able to reach out to the student, let the student know those are the opportunities, so we actually close that gap so they can finish. In addition to that, we also do a data dump and look at our student who are on the wait list. And if they're able to take a class, they can finish their year or they can continue. And we want to, thankful for our faculty. They have been very helpful, very graciously would sign up additional students so they can finish either their certificate or get the classes. So some of the way we look at enrollment, a deeper dive into how we can help a student finish their education journey at Columbia College.
We're now in the midst of the fall semester right now. What are some things that are new this year at Columbia College?
Oh, wow. We have one coming up for all high school. It's called Clam Jumper Day on September 29, where we invite all the high school students to come take a look and find out what's offering at Columbia College. It's a big event, so hopefully everybody is on board on that September 29. We're also looking at mid-semester of growth. We have special interest from our international audience. Columbia College now can serve international audience, international student, F1 students. And because of that, we already have interest from countries such as Dubai and India and Malaysia. So that's an exciting thing. We also see a big jump in student who said, you know what, I want to stay on campus. And we're finding out that student want to stay on campus, and they might live only an hour from here. But why? It's because at home, whether they're sharing a room with 5 siblings or that their grandma is sick and has to move in a senior home. So our on-campus housing is increasing, and our student services will get very busy with basic need of food pantry, housing, as I share, internship, job. A lot of things are happening on campus, but those are some of the initiative that's going on right now.
So that's a new thing. International students couldn't come in the past?
Well, yes. In the past, we weren't able to serve because we didn't get the certification. Now okay. We're able to and allow F1 students. Yes, we're excited about that.
You talked a lot about the highlights of Columbia College. What do you think really makes the college unique compared to other community colleges?
I would say that, for one, it's the most beautiful campus. But for two, my staff and faculty are so confident that we serve our student. I even tell them, can I send in a what we call a secret shopper, and if they're doing every right. So we really believe in that high touch student support. So meaning, BJ, when you walk in to Columbia College and you go to the information desk and say, how can I enroll today? It doesn't end up, here's a paper, here's how you enroll. It's, okay, let us get you a counseling. Let's sit down. Let's see, what do you need? Oh, you need financial aid. Let's walk you over to financial aid office, right? Not just like, oh, here, log in. So Columbia College is truly that tight knit with excellent customer service, and everybody actually really love their job and wants to be there. So for me, as a president, I work hard every day because I see it in my staff, I see it in my faculty, and we all want to do a good job to serve our student and the community. And so far, the feedback we have is we truly believe in our high-touch student support. So that's really unique about Columbia College, in addition to the idea of the program that we offer. So right now, again, we look at the data and really finding that students are looking to us to finish what I call general education so they can transfer to a UC and CSU. And that is something we want to promote and capitalize on with the Free For Me, in addition to what I call our traditional industrial training of forestry, forest, fire, and now healthcare. And that's some of the things that I think make Columbia very unique, and everybody should come to us.
Are classes back on campus this semester, or is it a mix of hybrid? How is that working out?
It's working out very well. So we find that our students depend on the major, right? For our career training, students love to be back hands-on. For our GE, General Humanity History, they're mostly online. However, about 80% of students like hybrid, both. So moving forward, we have to operate in that manner where our student will want online and in person, where in the past pre-pandemic, we have a lot of in-person, very few online. And now it's not reverse, it's a 50-50. So yes, it's working out well. The campus is vibrant, student coming on, like I share, enrollment's up, so it feels that folks want to be back in the classroom.
And then, no question, you've been in the role for a couple months now, but, picking classes courses that are offered at Columbia College, you mentioned a lot of them are specific to this area and beneficial to jobs locally. How does the college decide, what type of classes and courses to offer?
Well, we look at, for example, there's classes that is already what I call, it's already in the catalog, right? So the student major. So for me, for example, now looking at, we have a new partnership with Google. We do a labor market data to say where is the job growth, where is it going? And then in addition to that, look at our region. For example, when I came here, talking to our partners and seeing the population here, healthcare was a definitely critical growth. The college wasn't able to engage. And because of that, we did research, talked to community member, talked to come and get that confirmation from the labor market and also the high school interest. And that's how we're able and we're starting to build out the healthcare. So those are some of the methods of how we look at to what to offer that is a fit for the community, that gives our student a pathway to a UC, CSU, or even employment. I always say the community college should offer a pathway where a student can get on the path or get off the path anytime and there's employment. And that's how we go about with getting classes.
Do you work pretty closely with like Sonora High and Somerville High School to help those students?
Oh yeah, definitely. Our feeder high school is of critical because essentially that's where our gateway of students come from. Currently, we work very close with our nearby Sonora High School, Somerville High School, Bret Hart, and Calaveras. Those are feeder high school. And we're working with Sonora on the CNA healthcare. Somerville, we're actually working on the Google and the robotic. And Calaveras, we're looking at healthcare, EMS, and also Bret Hart, we're looking at both in the technology and the industrial. Mm-hmm. So yes, definitely. The high school, we work very closely with our feeders high school.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the new Columbia College president, Dr. Lena Tran, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.